This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, and welcome to The Party.
Yay!
I've actually, Serene, got a topic that I want to discuss with you.
Oh my goodness.
What?
You've changed, Pearl, since you've come back from Italy.
Why?
Well, you constantly wear navy blue.
No, it's not constant. It's just, I thought you might comment on that today. It's just my spirit.
You look really awesome, by the way, though.
It was time for the navy blue. I haven't worn it, like, since last party when you commented on it.
No, but listen, I want to talk to you about something. Scrunchies are back in fashion, right?
Oh, yes, scrunchies.
But Pearl wants to be double fashionable.
I just
realized. She has a scrunchie on each wrist, and they match.
That's for any moment my hair starts bothering me and it's going to go back.
I know, but you got two, one on each wrist.
I didn't realize that.
So she's trying to be the cool, you know, Italia, navy blue, and she's got the cool, you know, I'm now modern scrunchie.
Hey, I'm a hip, almost 50-year-old. Come on now.
You're doing it well, Pearl. You're
and you
well.
Have your nursing shawl wrapped around you.
What's
like
a
it's chilly some
in
garment.
This potty cabin.
Looks like it's her style, doesn't it?
It looks, it's, but it's not a nice nene tent. This is one that you could like actually use for a diaper.
Yeah.
You know, it's
a, but let's get on to the topic because this is it, Serene. I have not discussed this with you yet, so I was saving it for the potty.
You're good.
I sort of know your thoughts and feelings on it. We might ask Miss Leslie here soon. Should you fake a good mood if you're not feeling it?
Totally.
Okay, so I'm saying this because our mother, as many of you know, she has a magazine called Above Rubies and she's had a ministry for many years. As she started her ministry when Serene was born. So how old are you, Serene?
I am 42.
42 years.
Years young.
Above Rubies, she's made this magazine. Anyway, she has a Facebook page and our mom is very black and white. Oh man, when she brings a point of view, she brings it strong. Let's just say that. That's her gifting. It's strong. It offends a lot of people, but mum doesn't care.
And she's had, because Pearl's Dr. Horms. She's into hormones.
Yeah.
And she's had, you know, our mum's hormonal profile tested. And mum's high T.
She has
so
a she lot of
so she brings her point with high T.
And let the chips fall where they may. She will say something. She'll never be rude. She will say it in grace, but she will be very forthright. And, you know.
But when you're almost 80, you can.
She's an empress, you know. If people like get, actually, when people get on her Facebook page and disagree with her, oh, she just loves it.
Yes.
No, doesn't bother her in the least. Yet with Serene and I do something, we get people, you know, disagreeing with her. I'm like, oh, Serene, did you see what they said? And I'm like half crying, you know, but mum's like, oh, I saw all that. That's okay.
I've got too much going on to go down and grovel in the
She's
dust.
She's never going to worry about that. But she put a post a couple of weeks ago now, and I saw it, and it made me think because it got so much flack, Serene.
Of course, I didn't know because
no,
I didn't get
No, because you're
social.
Not on Facebook. So I'm bringing it to you today. She said she was dealing with a mother whose teenage daughter would get up in the morning and just be in a foul mood and wouldn't want to talk to anyone. And so she's like, what do I do? And mum said, well, we can't tolerate this. You don't tolerate bad moods in the morning. You get her to say hello. You get her to say smile to everybody. And that's the way it will go. Because if you allow it now, it becomes a habit. And when she gets married, she's going to be in a sullen mood. It's going to be part of her life. It's going to be entrenched. And so mum was saying all this. And, you know, mum got a lot of people agreeing with her. But out of the woodwork came all these people and like, we have to be our authentic selves. One lady said, I want to raise children, girls that will be in tune with their authentic emotions and a man that will marry them and love them when they're down and when they're up. And if they're going through something, he won't expect them to be happy. And, you know, she got so many people agreeing with her. And I thought, you know, where do I stand on this? And then I thought, you know what? It's bad for your body to be in a bad mood. It becomes a habit. Science now shows it affects every part of your body. Going back to the Bible, it says be of good cheer.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And I tell you, there's many mornings I could wake up and just not be very chipper. I'm not a sanguine person like by nature, Serene. Yeah. Like I'm not like, oh, everybody, it's morning. But my mom, and I was like when I was a little girl, but my mom wouldn't allow me to be sullen. I didn't have to not be anyone and anything that was, you know, not my personality. But I had to say good morning, you know, and things like that. I'm so glad.
I am so glad too. And I'm just thinking, Pearl, where do I stand on it? You know, straight away, I'm like, totally, you got to be in a good mood. especially when you're raising children, because you're raising the framework of their lives. I mean, what their attitudes are as young people often becomes so sewed into every fiber of their being. It becomes sewed into almost their DNA. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. they create.
Sewn would be the word.
Sewn, yeah. Mm. It's like they almost create their personality. Yeah. Some women think, well, this is my personality. I'm just kind of one of those downers. I suffer with a little bit of depression. Well, maybe it was just you because you were allowed and it became so much part of you. I'm just saying maybe. But the other thing, my main point that why I'm siding with mum on this is because I'm just looking at my mum. She's an overcomer. Mm. She has not had an easy life. Nothing has necessarily gone perfect for her, but she is an overcomer, and the fruit of her not allowing herself to get down is right there before my face. Our whole childhood would have been different if our mum allowed herself to be tossed to and fro by her emotions.
Yes.
But she never allowed herself to be tossed. She was always constant. And that was the framework of our growing up.
I think it's a different thing. If there's some trauma in that, we don't expect someone, if someone has had a loss, you know, death in the family, to get up the next morning, be all Pollyanna, isn't life great? This is not what we're talking about here, so please don't take us in a wrong way.
No.
You know, Serene, you went through children with stage 4 cancer and children in comas and all that
sort
of thing.
My mum wept with me.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
There is a time to mourn, absolutely. I'm just talking about the habit of a bad mood.
Yeah.
Leslie, you're sort of thinking, do you have anything to comment? You're like, what are you thinking?
I've got lots to comment. I've got a bit of a Psalm story
for
you.
I'm going to bring some Psalms. Bring it.
For new peeps in the room, Leslie is our awesome, like, bestie. And we're not totally, like, yoked, on the same scriptural viewpoints as far as. But how would you put it, Pearl?
Well, Leslie didn't even really know what Christianity was all about.
She's just learning
from the body.
Yeah, I'm learning. But we're all, you know, we're
so we call it Psalms because
we
she
all
thought
mean well and we
she
all
thought Psalms read Psalms. Yeah. And so now
it's a joke.
Oh, yeah. New people in the room.
New people in the room.
So the three of us are pretty up people in general.
Do you think I'm an up?
Oh, you're told. Well,
I say medium.
No. Don't speak to it. You're up.
No, you're definitely up.
I tell myself to be up there, mate.
Yeah. You mean business.
Oh, right.
Or there's a concern, but then you bring it and you actually, me and Serene and John all know that when you have a severe eye dart to the left, that's like,
she doesn't agree with us. Yeah.
And we need to talk about it. But here's what I'm witnessing. Yeah. Okay, so back to the Psalms.
Yeah, Psalms.
So you guys have this amazing community. Yeah, and I don't mean that in a, you know, I know that the word community.
Yeah, not
is
in a Waco, Texas way, yeah.
Yeah, what does that mean? Yeah.
Texas was the cult.
They all died together.
They all blew up each other.
No, but we got nice family and friends on the hilltop. Yeah.
My theory is, because why are we up? Why? I don't walk the same life as you guys. We're in completely different family. But why do we share big, bubbly personalities and then that lady's daughter wakes up on a daily in a bad mood? You know, like, I couldn't do it. I would be so miserable. I might do it for a day or 2 days and be like, I'm sulking today because someone did this to me, or I'm doing too much around the house, or and someone needs to notice. It's almost like an attention thing.
Yes.
That's in the past. That's how I have behaved when I needed attention.
That's true.
And it would last for, I mean, like 12. I can't do it. I can't silent treatment. It's impossible for me. So I would just be like, at some point I would break out. I would either cry or I would like talk it out with whoever and just be like, because I always know what's bothering me.
Mm.
You know, that the females have like a bad rap of going, I'm fine. Nothing's wrong. You know, I truly believe that I always know
what
the root of an upset is. And you are, you know, sometimes you do allow it to fester, you know, and it's not healthy. And I just think that there's a healthier way to, back to my point, your community here in the not Waco, Texas way, you guys are able to, you know, even if it's just, even if it's Serena and Pearl picking up the phone to each other to
and it's
in my world, that's therapy, right? That's like a counseling. You're praying and you're talking out with your family. Whereas, you know, I would seek counsel from a friend or or my mom or, you know, or, you know, not professional, but, you know, like there's ways to do it. My Psalm story is, though, I was once working with a gentleman that he was so happy all the time. I mean, just awesome. You, his energy, everything. And he was Greek Orthodox. I'm not sure.
Greek Orthodox.
And we were in a conversation and I said, well, as long as everyone's you've got your health, that's the most important. I can't remember what the context was. And he says, it's not as important as community. And I just, I thought, well, that doesn't make any sense. That makes no sense. I mean, you need your health first. I can see, you know, I know that this is strange for me to be out there, but what I realized was you do, you need, if you isolate yourself and your problems or whatever it is that's bothering you and you just allow it to like, and you don't heal in a healthy way, whatever that is, then, you know, you can go down a real strange path.
I think bingo with what you said, because, you know, there's been so many studies about communities, little towns that they find the longest living people in, you know, in centennials, over 100, and they actually didn't eat perfectly. But they found out that they had such incredible community, incredible relationship, extended family relationship, friends relationship. And one thing about letting your child stay in mood is it slashes community because the original community, which is right there in your own home, becomes the opposite of a haven. It becomes a hellhole. If one person is in a mood, it stresses the vibe out of the whole house.
Oh, it does. And I think, and we're talking to mothers here, you know, it starts with us because we certainly can't say to our teenage daughter or son, hey, don't come out here with that sullen attitude if we are doing that. And I have found myself, you know, I've been there because I feel like, you know, you I'm surprised you said I'm an up person. Well, thank you. I think I've become more that way, but that was training myself to become that way. I was so inspired by David in the Psalms, the Psalms, Leslie. That's my phone. I'll turn it off.
What?
I've said this, David in the Psalms, he said this, he said, why are you so downcast, O my soul, talking to himself? Put your hope in God and bless the Lord, O my soul. And you know, so many songs that we sing, it's
a
happy day.
Well, I've given you the oil of joy for morning and the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness.
Exactly. And so I would, when I would get heavy, I feel like, you know, I would naturally be more melancholy, especially in the mornings. I would say, no, why are you downcast, Pearl? Put your hope in God. Like literally trained my brain to think happier thoughts and train myself to smile at my kids because I was just like, I don't feel like it.
Bingo. Again, who, you know, we send our children to school or we homeschool or whatever we decide to do. The point being we educate them. We care about their academic training. More seriously, though, is their training and attitudes.
Because so big.
It's so huge. And mum was right. You're training somebody's future wife. And of course, they hopefully get a husband who can love them through whatever mood that they bring. But that's not, there's a beginning issue at first. And the husband's love, that's a secondary issue. The beginning issue is to create daughters that don't give their husbands a lot of trouble. And also vice versa.
Vice versa, sons
there's
too.
Incredibly moody men out there. And they need to be trained by their parents. And the thing is, and the sad thing is by teenage stage, it's almost too late. You have to start when they're at three, two.
But, hey, you know, our mum raised us so that I had to say good morning and stuff. But still, as an adult, I fought it. I fought the...
That's what I want to ask you, that, Pearl, because you were raised with the great Nancy Campbell.
Yes, I was.
So you being someone that identified in the past as someone that could go into that
Yes.
Sullen mood. Why?
I wasn't so sullen. It was just sort of a set. I am an opposite personality from my mom. My mom is very, very forthright, as I said.
Vivacious.
And I was more, I think, quiet.
Demure.
And dream. My mom called me the dreamer. I was always just thinking, and those thoughts could be good or bad, right?
with those left eyes dotted.
Oh, the left eyes dotted all over the place.
I learned to not, my mom would nevertheless let me get in a real funk, but then we make up our own minds once we're of age, right? And so I feel like I have gotten in sort of depressive funks in my life. And I had, you know, speaking of Psalms, I went to the word of God got me out of them.
That's totally true.
At David, you know, in the Bible, he was a dreamer. He was a person who was constantly, you know, reflecting on life. And sometimes he would go down. Mm-hmm. And so I identified with him, but he wouldn't stay down.
No.
He encouraged himself in the Lord. And that's what we're supposed to do. We can't let our feelings be the truth. They're not the truth.
They're not the truth at all. They are not the truth because, you know, we're truly spirit people. Mm-hmm. You know, this is just a physical tent. And when we're led by the senses of the physical body, yeah, I don't think we're led by the right situation because it's carnal, right? Yeah. We're going to be led by the spirit, and that's fed by the word of God. And I think that's why our mom is such an overcomer, because she drowns herself in scripture. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just being honest. As daughters,
yes,
we're just telling you the real Nancy Campbell.
Yeah.
she lives in the scripture. Like, yes, she lives in the scripture, and it's made her an overcomer. And she doesn't have a false pretense either, though, of what life's meant to be like. Because sometimes I will see her go through a lot of things in that day that are quite intense. Issues in the family, issues that she's dealing with outside of her family, you know, things going on with her ministry and just a lot of stuff. And then somebody will ask her, Nancy, how was your day today? Oh, it was wonderful. But she wasn't saying yeah, it was perfect.
No, it wasn't.
But her wonderful just meant that she had an anchor in God. Her wonderful meant that she just had somebody to put her faith into. It doesn't mean that you can still say you're wonderful even when things aren't going perfect.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I want to bring back up that study. I've said it here before, and it was, did they do it in the 70s? They studied tens of thousands of people who wrote into doctors' reports how they, what they considered their basic health to be like, how they, you know, how healthy they all thought they were. And some people actually had major health problems, right? And yet they'd still, those ones would say, oh, you know, pretty good, fair, poorly, or whatever. The ones that wrote good or pretty good, they lived on average way longer than all the others. You see, their body believe what they said. That's what they thought about themselves. So it has a greater impact than just snapping out of a good mood because our future husbands or wives are going to be better off with us. This impacts our health. This impacts our brain space, so many things. I mean, if you look up just a smile, what it does physically for you, it has physiological impacts, even if you force yourself to smile.
While you're looking that up, Pearl, if you want to, I'm just going to mention the fact that, yes, I believe in faking it till you're making it.
Yeah.
I totally do, because your body obeys.
Yeah.
Your moods obey when you change your face. Like, people might think I'm a weird mum because I say to my child, I say smile. After we've done training, like, yeah, you know, they've had a little consequence. They've had to go and, you know, do a little extra job or extra duty or something because they've done something naughty. I'm like, okay. They want to go and do a pout. It's natural.
Yeah, it's a pout.
It's the natural just
stomp and pout
of moodiness. And I'm like, no, you'll smile. And they're not done with me until right, they give me a real smile.
I know.
Because then I know they're going to go off and play and have a great day. Yeah. But if they don't smile, their body's going to follow that pout all day long.
Yeah, that's right. And then it's a learned pout. Back to that idea that I was talking about. So these people said, no, I'm great. I think I'm in pretty good health, even though sometimes they weren't. They lasted. They did well in life. I used to say to people, and you know, even though I grew up with mom, obviously, you know, I adopted some of my own ideas. People would say, how are you, Pearl? For my 20s and 30s, I would say, I'm okay. I don't know why I thought it was okay. I didn't want to be a liar. That's what it was. I wanted to be true to my authentic self because life was sometimes hard, you know. I've got three in diapers. I'm tired. I got 3 hours of sleep last night. I'm okay. And it wasn't until, you know, Serene, we've just been learning so much about our walk in faith and just out this journey of health until I realized, no way. When someone asks me how I'm doing, I'm like, I'm great.
I was just going to say, for 2 years yeah. now, almost 3 years, whenever I call Pearl, I know what's going, you know, sometimes I know what's going on behind the yeah. scenes or the stresses or the sales or whatever. And I'll go, hi, Pearl. And she go, hi, Leslie. And I go, how are you? And she goes, I'm great. Every single time.
But that wasn't always me, Leslie.
Well, I never knew that. No, I didn't ever know that me. One.
It was like, I'm okay. I'd be like that. And I'd have this not smile and not frown because I'm like, I'm trooping through. And it's
Serene, do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so is totally. This like night and day
oh,
here?
Oh, it's totally night and day. Well, and actually, it's not. It's a
I'm
beautiful
so
journey.
I'm so happy for you, Pearl.
Yeah, it's I'm a beautiful a different journey. Person.
Yeah.
Than I used to be. And that's what I mean. Grow, God never see? Lets us alone.
Yeah.
I'm so thrilled with what he's showing me because things are sometimes tough, but I still have so much to be grateful for. I'm still walking. I'm still talking. I still have my family. I am great.
Isn't sometimes there a scripture I'm that even says if wonderful anybody asks you of the joy that you have,
yeah.
if anybody asks you to you know, to be able to speak it out without yes. a shameness, you know, so if people say, how are you doing? Oh, I'm okay. I mean, where's the redemption glory in that?
Yeah.
You know, we are all
you're
great.
Not overcome. And here's the thing. I do think we can ask for, sit and cry with someone. I do think there's a
well,
time
that's
for that.
I love
you know?
To cry.
Yeah.
I cry
we've all had talks, even us three time. Sometimes.
But
and,
crying
and,
is
and it's
not
like
sullen.
No,
it's, no.
It's
crying
an outpouring.
Is compassion.
I think,
yes.
honestly, it's, the crying is part is almost, and I can feel John looking away or looking at me, producer John here. I mean, I must cry once a week with John about sometimes
right.
about, you know, work stress, sometimes about family, sometimes about personal or money or, you know, whatever it be.
Yeah.
I it's my release. It's how I deal with it. And I identify, I don't see it as, I don't like a bunch of people to see it. Like, I don't want to walk into the Trim Healthy Mama headquarters
no,
and be like,
you don't cry.
But you know, if you have trust with someone that, you know, that won't judge for, maybe that's the wrong word, but you know, like you have a
place.
Safe place, like,
yes.
you know, that they're not going to change your opinion. And I, if I can just cry for like a good 6-7 minutes, I'm good. But if yeah. I try to fight it, I'll find just my whole day will just like intensify. And so that's my relief.
Well, I think it's fantastic. And I really want people to hear us. Please hear us, please. That we are not talking about fake Pollyanna smiles and fake Pollyanna attitudes that are constantly wanting to put our head in the sand like an ostrich and saying, life is just lollipops. Life is just lollipops. And look at my clown fake smile. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about an anchor of joy that goes deeper than all the problems that will assail mm-hmm. in the day. And we're also saying, I'm saying, it's scriptural. In the Bible, they actually hired mourners to wail. And that's if you study ancient Hebrew, right, Pearl, they would actually have, they'd hire wailers when somebody died because there had to be enough release for the right healing. Mm-hmm. They actually hired wailers to make the crying excessively loud so that mourning would be,
I have some guilt to confess to, I think.
Okay, Liz.
I used to do that. I used to be that poly because, and maybe, who knows if that's why I'm such a positive poly, you know, but. We had some trauma, some drama growing up.
You had a very hard upbringing, yes.
And to me, and even now, like when I have visits with, you know, with that situation, like everyone wants to drag it up and talk it out. And to me, I have put a boundary between the situation, and I just want to be like, can we just keep up appearances? Like, do we have to like show? You know, do we have to, wherever we go, bring like the drama have to follow? And can we not just pretend like this is my confession of like, that wasn't probably the best way to do that. But I was just like, can we just go wherever we're going and just smile and just pretend? Like, please, like, can we just?
But sometimes there's even power in that because there's a time to get through situations and discuss things and and realize, okay, maybe interventions, things like that, mm-hmm. especially when it's deep family and boundaries, there's mm-hmm. all that. But there's another time to say this doesn't have to overshadow our whole lives, and we can't smile and we can't be happy and all of that. And even practicing that, like Serene said, sometimes you're faking it till you make it, and then you're making it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there's the balance between being that fake clown Pollyanna who can't weep with anybody, who can't release emotions that are totally healthy. But I think we're just talking about an anchor where sometimes grief is not sullenness. No. Sullenness stinks. Grief doesn't stink.
No.
There's tenderness in mourning. There's beauty in mourning. But sullenness isn't, I think that's a little bit of a perverted emotion.
Yeah.
Not in a, in a sexual way, perverted in a way that it's not clean.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stinky rot in sullenness.
We try to eat
sullenness.
Clean, but what about clean emotions?
Yeah.
You know, what are the clean emotions?
Right. Because Jesus wept.
Grief is one of them.
Jesus
grief
wept.
Is clean.
Oh, when Lazarus went in the grave and he even knew that he was going to be arisen. But
and of course, happiness is clean. And of course, positivity is clean. And joy and sometimes, you know, fear of getting run over, but not just constant fear.
Sullen is nasty and it's
bitter. It's not a clean.
And it rots other people. It's like a bacteria that spreads. Mm-hmm. Grief, you can walk into the room and somebody's grieving.
Yeah.
That's not yucky. Uh-uh. And you almost feel like you want to just go and they'll let you put an arm around them or whatever. But sullenness is like, I just want to be by myself because I have such nasty thoughts. I just want to sniff them by myself.
sniff. We all have that, you know, I mean, I know that all of us, everyone in this room listening, everyone has that friend, associate, colleague that, hey, Samantha, how's it going today? And it just is like, well, you know, and it just brings the room down.
Yeah, it
and
does.
It's not, it's unnecessary. And it's not that you're, it's not that you've been diagnosed with cancer. And it's not, you know, it's not all, it's not that, it's just that they'll choose the mundane.
Yeah.
Things in life that are mundane, and you guys have done parties on, you know, just embrace the mundane, like it's not, don't speak that it's a boring routine, like embrace it. But it's like, it, if you can all imagine like that, the way that that conversation makes you feel, and just,
You don't be that person. That's what you're saying, Leslie. Yeah. You're saying, be that Samantha. No, you can change.
And you can absolutely
not be her.
Exactly. And it's a choice for this.
Yes.
So, and we're not talking personalities here because Leslie reckons Pearl is an up, right? But Pearl didn't actually realize that because Pearl's up is just as up as my mum's up. It's just a different way of expressing it. Mm-hmm. So you can be up no matter what personality you have.
Yeah. Oh, I like that story.
Ooh, I like that.
Let's talk about clean and not clean emotions then. Let's get some lists and come up with
bitterness. Honesty, but you know, in that honesty, not in like the just the like black and white sense, but being, you know, like being honest with your emotions and going through all those things. I mean, that's, you know, allowing yourself, but then not wallowing.
Yeah, like honesty is so good.
Be and honest. Then, why? What's happening? What's going on?
Yeah. The honesty is so good, but then there's the honesty that's not good. Like, I just don't feel like I love him right now. I just feel like he's annoying me and the way he's standing, his pot's hanging out and the shirt's not the right color and he didn't take the garbage out.
If I'm honest, Serene, I didn't like the tone in your voice.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes honesty is not good for us. Like sometimes I said, you know, last party, was it? You know, should we listen to every little telltale sign in our body? No, sometimes you do because that means change is coming and that means you've got to work on something. But if you listen to every twinge, you'll go to be Google, you know, and that is – that's when I tell my body, shut up and heal.
Yeah.
You know, that's what
maybe
I said last
it's time. Like,
shut
it's
up
like
and
we
heal.
Tell our children, don't, you know, be honest. And then we also say, stop being a telltale tit. Everything they say is truth.
Yeah.
They're coming. And this and the brother did, you know, like put a little frog on their shoulder or did like spit on their big toe. They did. Right. But, you know, it's annoying at that
hashtag
point.
Hashtag the hilltop.
So we be honest, but we don't like, you know, do the crazy honesty that's you know, we have to say shut up and
like,
we're
know,
not going to listen to our bodies every
time. My daughter, you know, whoever, oh, my skin looks so awful today. You don't be honest and agree with her. Never.
Yes.
I mean, that's uncalled for honesty.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be positive. But here's the thing. Let's talk about some clean and unclean emotions. I think it's a great way to look at them, Serena.
Love,
I think,
another one. But I feel like...
let's do some clean ones then. Yes. Just throw them out.
Okay, well, love is a clean one, but love can be twisted so easily, and you can be loved just to get love back.
Yeah.
Instead of wake up to serve.
Well, that's what God's love, agape love. Yeah. That's pure. And then there's joy. And then there's happiness. Hey, the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah,
right,
peace,
there in the Bible.
Patience.
All of those are clean emotions. Unclean, right? And they're unclean,
but they're
for our body.
But they're from the Spirit, though.
Yes, they
are. They're birthed from the fruits of the Spirit.
A lot of things our flesh just wants to do is unclean. Bitterness. Ugh.
They're fruits of the flesh.
They are.
Jealousy.
There you go. Leslie. Yeah. It's,
you know,
just
honestly,
so wrong.
I think jealousy can single-handedly responsible for like my entire 20s. Any kind of down, it was like, why am I? Who? Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad to be done.
I'm
with
telling
that.
You, I even you know, when I'm down with it too. I'll just admit,
it's gross.
Jealousy and you know, when we put our book out and it went so huge, and then it's a thing of the flesh. It rises up in you, and then other people would put books out and they'd be even bigger, better sellers. And part of me was like, well, why didn't that happen to us? We only sold 500,000 and they sold 775,000. And it's like repulsive. Yeah. I can't even... I'm admitting it.
But that's okay, though.
Because
you've got to pluck it out.
As long as we don't nest it. It's
going to
come, right? Because there's the enemy whispering them into us. And it also happens naturally from the flesh.
Yeah.
So it's going to come. We just don't nest it. And there's no sin in that thought, Pearl, unless you nest it and say, ooh, that's right. And now I'm going to write hate letters to them too.
And I'm not going to say good morning to my family.
Yeah. I know, because, hey, they sold 775,000. I'm going to wake up in a sullen mood tomorrow.
It's something to train your children, though. But my daughter, they love American Girl dolls. They got their first for Christmas. It was the biggest thing in their lives. And then my one little, I think I've said it on the potty, my one little girl went out to Goodwill and came home with an American Girl doll for $4. Yeah. The other little girl... who met her at the door, instead of saying, oh, I'm so happy for you, look at that happen, she put her hands on her hip and stopped away and slammed the door.
Not fair, right?
Not fair,
you,
she said.
Yes,
she said
trip.
It. But she needed to be trained, and she got a big training.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to stand for jealousy, like we won't stand for sullenness.
Oh, jealousy is one. So bitterness is another. I think... Here's
so do we want these to be authentic selves? We're coming back to the beginning. Well, we've got to let our daughter be her authentic self so she can be in touch. We don't want to be in touch with jealousy, in touch with bitterness, in touch with sullenness.
No, we don't. Exactly right. And I think choosing to be down is not clean.
We can be in touch with grief.
Body.
Yes, we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can be in touch with all those clean emotions, but we don't. And when we see them in our children, that's our responsibility
as
parents.
Here's one, and here's what I want to call it. It just came to me. Gloominess. It's that thing that I don't want to call it suffered from. I allowed it. Okay. And it's not like depression where you have to, you know.
No, it's faux realism.
You have to go get on. Maybe it's really serious and you need some doctor's help during that time. Gloominess is just a state of mind that you allow.
It's a spirit, too. It's a spirit of heaviness. It's the Bible.
It is.
Calls
it's a spirit of heaviness. And it's not clean, let me tell you.
No. Why
I'm
is
so
it not
glad
clean?
To pluck it out.
Because it goes against every scripture in the Bible.
Yeah.
It says, I give you joy.
Unspeakable.
Joy.
Unspeakable.
Glory. Yes.
And so that's for us to decide.
So if we're gloomy, we're not contemplating on the true truth. And people can call, that's why I said it's faux realism. Because people say, well, I'm just realistic. No, you're not. Guess why? Yeah. You're listening to the realities of the flesh. Yeah. But there is the realities of the spirit world, which is of Christ, that are so incredibly amazing. They're just so beyond amazing. And that's the true reality. This whole thing that we see is nothing compared to the truth really out there in the
spirit world.
You know,
similar to our Trim Healthy Mama journey, but that's, we could say, well, that's just me. I'm not up. You know, I'm not a sanguine person.
Well, that's just me. I've got migraines. You don't want to walk out of them?
No, it's just, and it's also like saying, but that's just me. I have Pop-Tarts for breakfast. Okay, go eat some protein and veggies. No, that's just me. I have Pop-Tarts. So you're making a decision, right, to change your breakfast and to get healthier. It is a decision to change your mind space too. It is equally a decision to have something healthy for breakfast and to have some healthy thoughts.
Yes.
They're both decisions.
It's a chain reaction as well. You know, like I know I know, and I love this about, like, I, Leslie, love this about myself.
But I love it about you too.
And I know that you too, I feel the same way about you too. But it's a chain reaction. If you bring joy into a room, absolutely, it will literally spread like wildfire. And I learned it from, you know, I've been on the receiving end so many times. I'm so fortunate with some of the, you know, scenarios I've, you know, co-workers I've been with and different artists. But like now I feel it was like I learned that from, and my mom and my dad are both, they both bring joy to a room.
Yeah, your dad. We don't know your mom, and your dad
oh,
does.
Oh, yeah, but you would know. I mean, mom has some sullen moments, but she's also had a really tough time. Yes. But she, if I learned, like, get back on the horse harder than anyone else. Right. Like, my mom is like a get back on the horse. Yes. Dust yourself off.
Yeah.
Let's laugh. Let's do something fun. You know, this was awful, but let's do something fun now.
Yeah.
But she allowed it. She allowed, you know, she allowed, let's be down and then let's be done. That's not, we're done now. Let's go to the movies. Let's go swimming. And as well, you know how to heal. I feel like I know what will make me feel better. If I, like, if I've got like a migraine or I'm sick or a flu, you have to lay in bed, you have to watch, you know, you just have to go down. But if you're just walking around mad, moody, gloomy, and you need a minute maybe, but then you know how to, if it's a walk in the sunshine, it doesn't always cost money, you know, you don't always have to go like retail therapy or, there's simple things you can do. You know, like if you're going to be practical, like if you're giving the mamas a takeaway today, because you know, it's like just don't do it, just choose not to do it. But there are
I agree. Walking is even scientific studies, it lifts the moods, it lowers depression,
sunshine,
it helps jumble your thoughts. Sun is huge.
I love some
There's
sunshine.
So many things, but I do think it does come down to sometimes in the end, no to that thought, yes to that thought too. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Let's talk about authenticity, and let's talk about truth. You can't really, it's all pretend unless there's truth underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
But see, it's not pretend to me because the scripture is truth. And I'll tell my brain to shut up.
Yeah.
You align with the truth, Serene.
Yes.
And so I'm not pretending. I'm aligning. So I'm not faking it till I make it really.
Yeah.
I'm actually just realigning. And my body may be faking, but my spirit has aligned with scripture. And I'm just waiting for my body to catch up.
Oh, I agree. So now, you know, Serene, you nailed it because that's true. I want to talk about what, you know, when you fake it, you make it in your body, what actually happens to you. So a smile and a laugh, believe it or not, it raises your immune function. You're going to be down in the dumps and sullen. You're not going to have as good immune system. I mean, there's studies. A Mayo Clinic reports that laughter and positive thoughts and smiles release signaling molecules to your brain that fight stress and illness, while negative thoughts decrease your body's immunity. One 2015 study found that laughter therapy increases immune responses in women who have just had babies too.
And I'm just thinking, this is amazing, and I'm just thinking that your bowels are the seat of your emotions, is what the Bible calls it. And so if your bowels are healthy, you've probably got good emotions. And if you've got a lot of stuff going on, little anxious tummy aches and a lot of whatever, some of it might be because there's a physical issue, but a lot of it might be because you've got some emotions rumbling around there that aren't nice.
That's true. There's pain relief too. Pain relief might be the last thing you'd associate with smiling, but there are indeed studies and links. Another Mayo Clinic study reports that smiling and laughter cause your body to release its own natural painkillers. There's a 2012 study that backs it up. Here's a biggie deal, Serene. Longer life. She's out looking for solace. Longer life. It turns out the fountain of youth is right under your nose. It's your smile. A 2010 study, Serene, longer than life. Smiling, okay?
Oh, yeah, longer totally. Life. We can say
2010 study found that smiling and positive emotions are completely associated with increased lifespan.
Remember that story that we've probably said it a million times on this party. We always bring it up.
The cancer video story?
Yeah, he had 3 weeks to live, so he's like, I'm going to laugh myself in yeah. this 3 weeks and just have the best 3 weeks ever. And he cured himself of cancer.
I never heard that.
He got every single comedy movie.
Said it like five times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, laughter is laughing. So strong. In pain relief and curing yourself of your diseases. And just like the Bible says, a merry heart is a medicine, but a broken spirit destroys the body.
Yeah.
I mean, right there. And science catches up to that. Okay, it lowers blood pressure. The list goes on and on of what it does. So I think that when we're allowing ourselves or our children to manifest in these unclean, these not clean emotions, we're causing the health to decline.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yes, Leslie.
Where do the boys, where do your brothers sit on? Because obviously I know Vanj, Serene, Pearl.
Oh, yeah.
And I can, like, up.
Just as positive as us, if not more.
Really?
Yeah, majorly.
And actually as a group, they've probably walked through harder things than us girls have. And they are totally grounded.
If we're positive, they're probably more so.
Really? Yeah, I love majorly. That. I can't wait to. Majorly. I hope to meet. I hope
our
to
brother,
meet them and have all of you in the same room one day. So
our
I can
eldest
witness.
Brother, he was going through some, you know, a lot of stuff with the band, a lot of hard times, trying to get this one tour off the ground, and they were going to like put up a whole tent every night. Mm-hmm. Like I'm talking massive. What do you call it? Circus tent. And
yeah,
they were going to bring the amphitheater to the people instead of people having to drive to.
You might want
to
set the scene if you know the band, the Newsboys. Yes. And Newsboys actually started in our church in Australia. And so our brother's been with them from the very beginning.
We used to call them the Shed Boys because they lived in our shed.
Yeah, and managed them. And so there's been a lot of hard times. I mean, they used to, when they first came to America to try and survive, they'd go do a show, wouldn't get paid. So then they'd wait till McDonald's closes and go into the dumpsters out the back of McDonald's to eat their food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. But I remember our mum calling up our brother saying, oh, Wesley, I've heard about all the trials. All of the heart, because she wanted to have compassion on her son. He's like, what? There's no trials. There's just challenges.
Yeah.
So
he's a very positive person. But
Leslie's gone to look for my baby. So she's.
Yeah, but I think we're good. We're at 41. We've said everything.
I could look for my own baby then.
Hey, see you guys back here next week.
Bye. Trim up in all of my way. And then I'll be.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.